Chapter 5. Sex. Don't have any. Ever. At least wait until I'm dead. Is that so much to ask? Chapter 5A. Sex, really. It's amazing. Even though I'm over 40 now, my first impulse when the subject of sex comes up is still to crack jokes and laugh nervously. So forgive that last bit. I figure I can manage to keep a straight face if you can. Shall we start? I didn't learn about sex until 9th grade. Relax, I wasn't that clueless. I'd gotten the basic facts down by the time I was 11, and even had most of them right, which is a miracle, since I had to learn them from my friends in the playground. We didn't have much in the way of sex education in public school during the 1970s. Come to think of it, we didn't have it anywhere else either. Church didn't teach us anything about sex except that it was wrong, sinful, and that we should not do it until we got married. And even then, only to have babies and for no other reason. The television told us roughly the same thing. Before HBO came along, the airwaves were pretty prudish, and when unmarried characters on shows did have sex, it always had to have horrible consequences like unplanned pregnancy or disease. The horror movies that we grew up with, like Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street, took that a bit further. The first people to die in those films are always the characters who sneak off to have sex. And who's always still alive at the end? The virgin, naturally. I did get information from my folks, but it came in a booklet written by a doctor. It was about the mechanics of human egg fertilization, fetal development, and birth. Reading it was about as exciting as reading the directions for building a model airplane, and come to think of it, the illustrations were just as thrilling. But believe it or not, the fact that I was handed a booklet put me ahead of most of my friends. Their parents believed firmly that if they didn't talk about sex, it wouldn't happen. Now, parents have evolved a little bit since I was picking up the facts of life in the schoolyard, and we realize that not teaching you about the risks of sexually transmitted infections and unwanted pregnancy would be stupid, so we let most schools do that, but pretty much just that. So you have health and issues classes where the possible consequences of sex are taught, more specifically, the bad ones. We, or the school, teach you about disease and pregnancy and tell ourselves that's sex education, but where's the sex? What we don't teach you about is sex, what it means to be intimate, how it feels emotionally, what you'll go through when you first start experimenting sexually, and just as important, that it's different from what boys go through. Unfortunately, our culture isn't nearly as shy as we are in terms of teaching you about sex. You'll see it on television, and I mean, unless your parents have sheltered you really well, you'll see it on television. And you'll find it in the movies and on just about every magazine stand in America. Sex talk, sex tips, sex stories. We've got Maxim magazine, music videos, American Pie movies. It's all about sex 24/7 in the bluntest and crudest terms imaginable. While I grew up with songs that talked about having sex in really vague ways, Bob Seger described it as working on mysteries without any clues, today's singers gleefully describe being caught banging on the bathroom floor. So much for the mystery. But while the culture has changed, the message you get from us, your folks, hasn't. Don't do it. Don't have sex. Oh, and don't talk to us about it. When the subject of sex does manage to come up, despite our best efforts, we give you the most bizarrely mixed signals. It's bad to sleep around, we'll say. It's wrong to have sex with lots of different people. We'll say that, and then we'll sit next to you on the couch watching some old Friends rerun, laughing our heads off when Joey can't remember the name of the woman he slept with the night before. We'll tell you that oral sex is extremely intimate, and that people shouldn't cheat on their spouses, and then, when the president is caught having oral sex with someone he's not married to, right in the Oval Office, what do? We make jokes about it. It's funny.